Liver Power, your liver and the amazing functions it performs. My name's Dr. Sandra Cabot. I've been a medical doctor for over 40 years, and I've always believed in nutritional medicine and holistic medicine. And I'm joined by naturopath and academic researcher Margaret Jasinska. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Dr. Cabot. It's great to be with you again. And it's a really interesting topic because a lot of people don't really understand the jobs that their liver does. Most people know that the liver does break down alcohol, and most people know that the liver is involved in digestion, because if your liver isn't good, you can feel bloated and have digestive problems. But the liver actually does so many other things.
True. I say the liver is the metabolic factory of your body. It's unique in that it creates the energy for your body to perform all its other functions. And so how would you explain that, Margaret?
Well, yes, exactly. So the liver does really more jobs than any other organ in your body. And so if your liver isn't healthy, it can affect so many different parts of your body. And really, the liver is the major metabolic organ in your body. It's the major fat burner, but it's also the organ that generates energy for your body. So it helps break down the food that you've eaten and turn it into energy. And that's why, no matter what the liver condition is, that fatigue is a really common symptom of an underfunctioning liver.
Yes, that's right. So a lot of people who are fatigued and don't know why, they just need to improve their liver function. And it's fascinating to know that after you've eaten a meal, all of the nutrients that have been absorbed from your intestines go straight to your liver, immediately to your liver. So the liver is, in a way, like a gateway to your body. So through the portal vein, the venous circulation from the gut, the liver receives all these nutrients, so amino acids and minerals and vitamins and sugar and everything, and it has to deal with them. So it's a very smart computer, in a way, because it's going to create lots of proteins from these nutrients, and it really is very busy 24/7 keeping you alive.
Yes, exactly. And because the liver is such a busy organ, that's why it needs so many of those nutrients. So the blood from your intestines, the first place it does go is to your liver. And the other reason that the first place that intestinal blood goes to your liver is because your liver needs to cleanse and filter your blood before it gets to other important organs like your heart and your brain. And the intestines is where there's a lot of bacteria. There may be food toxins, there are waste products that need to be eliminated. And so if some of that gets into the bloodstream, the liver has to trap it and get rid of it before it goes throughout the rest of your body and can harm your immune system and your other organs.
That's very true. So if you look at the liver under a microscope, you see a big filter. The liver is a mechanical filter. And I followed the work of Professor Robin Fraser from New Zealand, and he dedicated his whole life to studying the liver filter. And they discovered that the liver filter is able to remove harmful substances, toxic chemicals, dead cells, unhealthy cells, cancer cells, and dangerous microorganisms from your blood and destroy them and break them down. So the liver is the great protector. So Robin Fraser found that really the liver was integral to the immune system, and the liver protected your immune system from overload. And that's very important, because if your immune system breaks down, you have an increased risk of cancer, infection, and inflammation. So the liver is part of your immune system and a wonderful mechanical filter to remove dangerous things from your blood. Not only is it a mechanical filter, it's also a chemical filter, in a way that it will take dangerous chemicals such as toxins and certain drugs out of your blood and turn them into harmless substances through its detoxification pathways. And if your detox pathways become overloaded, you'll get a build-up of toxins in your blood and you can develop serious diseases. So the good news is, Margaret, we can support our liver in many ways, and you can take a person who has a liver that is very sluggish, it's not filtering and cleansing the bloodstream efficiently, it's not breaking down toxic chemicals, and you can get it to improve really within 3 to 4 months.
Yes, exactly, Dr. Gabeau. And when you were saying that the liver filters and cleanses the bloodstream, it detoxifies, well, the liver can suffer as a result of that, and the liver can actually be harmed and damaged in that process if it is overwhelmed with toxins and if your diet isn't providing enough nutrients that the liver needs for detoxification, if you're not getting enough antioxidants in your diet to protect liver cells. So it's really common these days that even ordinary people who, you know, live ordinary lives and they don't eat too badly, they just have a typical diet, their liver is suffering and so is their health.
Yes, well, there's so many new toxic chemicals in our food and in our water these days. So we have nanoparticles from cosmetics, we have more and more new drugs that people are prescribed.
Well, exactly, they're even in the water supply.
Yes,
drugs.
And we have fibres that come from clothes and toxic chemicals from clothing that's made in China. So never before in history have we seen the liver overworked like this.
Exactly, and if something is on your skin, comes in contact with your skin, it's going to get into your bloodstream and your liver will have to deal with it.
Yes.
So the liver just never, you know, we didn't evolve with so many chemicals in our environment. Your liver just really doesn't know what to do with them.
Yes, that's right. The liver needs a lot of help these days. It's the hardest working organ in your body and it's never had to deal with such a toxic environment and such a food chain that's full of artificial chemicals and processed substances.
That's right, exactly. And there are some people who argue that you don't ever need to detox and that's your liver's job, and if you have a liver, well, that's doing the job for you. Well, yes, but not in today's day when people are exposed to an increasing level of toxicity just through food, water, air.
And if you have a fatty liver, a lot of the healthy liver cells are replaced with fat, or they're compressed by fat and they don't function very well. I mean, nobody functions very well when they're squeezed, do they? So that's what happens to liver cells. They get squeezed by too much fat. And also the liver filter is a space. There are these little spaces in between rows of liver cells and they're called sinusoids, and they get compressed by the fat. So your fatty liver is not a good detoxifier. And this is why people with fatty liver have an increased risk of cancer and inflammatory diseases. And it's very, very important to get this fat out of the liver, which we can do very effectively with our programs that are explained on liverdoctor.com. And so the patient can actually start detoxing and getting rid of these carcinogens that are building up in their fatty tissues. And also this helps people to lose weight, because if you have a lot of toxins in your fat cells, it slows down the metabolism of the fat cells.
Yes, exactly, that's right. And also one of the liver's biggest jobs is to break down hormones. And if your liver is under functioning, then you can get an excess of estrogen building up, and women can then have estrogen dominance and lack of progesterone. They can then have menstrual problems and at higher risk of hormone imbalances, conditions like fibroids, endometriosis, and even hormone dependent tumors. So really one of the biggest jobs of the liver is to break down hormones and excrete them out through the bowel motions, and a poorly functioning liver will usually lead to a hormone imbalance also.
Yes, that's true. You know, in women with estrogen dominance, they've got too much estrogen, so they get the fibroids, they get the heavy bleeding, they get endometriosis. So you've got to improve the liver function to break down the excessive estrogens, which are found in a synthetic form in our environment. We call them xenoestrogens. They very much resemble naturally produced estrogens, and they come from plastics. And also, you've got to help the liver detox pathways to break down the estrogens into water-soluble form. So any woman with estrogen dominance, particularly women who've had breast cancer, need to work on their liver function to reduce the potentially dangerous estrogen excess in their body.
Exactly. And even a woman of any age, even young girls, if they have heavy, painful periods, one of the best and easiest remedies is to improve liver function and bowel function so that they are breaking down hormones and excreting them properly.
That's right. And so over our series of podcasts, we'll be discussing a lot of different things that the liver does. I'll be looking at how the liver regulates cholesterol and triglyceride levels. And a lot of people don't understand that, and many people are incorrectly prescribed cholesterol-lowering drugs when really all they need to do is work on their liver, because a healthy liver regulates cholesterol and triglyceride metabolism. Your liver also has a big effect on your skin and how you look. Your liver manufactures bile, which it secretes into the gut, and bile is necessary for the breakdown of fats and the absorption of fats. And these fats are essential for your immune system and your brain.
Exactly, and also fat-soluble vitamins. Also, you need a healthy liver that produces enough bile if you want to absorb vitamins A, E, D, K. They're all essential for good health. And if you're not making enough bile, then even if you're eating well or taking supplements, you may not absorb those nutrients.
That's right. You'll have nutritional deficiencies even though your diet is good, because your liver's not making enough bile or healthy bile. The other thing that the liver does is it helps greatly to regulate blood sugar levels and to reduce wild fluctuations in blood sugar, stabilizing blood sugar, and therefore reducing cravings for sugar. And a fatty liver is a precursor in many people for diabetes, so we'll be looking at how you can reverse diabetes and prevent it by improving your liver function. The liver has a big effect on your blood pressure. I remember having a patient who was on 5 different blood pressure medications. Unbelievable. And she came to see me one day and she said, I can't think straight because I'm on so many blood pressure medications, they're affecting my brain. They were beta blockers, alpha blockers, calcium blockers, you name it. She was on so many drugs. I said to her, well, we've got a fatty liver and we've got to get the fat out of your liver. We've got to get your weight down. So I took her off 3 of those drugs and I sent her to a health farm and got her to juice for a week. And then she came back to see me a month later and her blood pressure was normal, even though the drugs had been reduced.
Yes, that's fascinating. And also, Dr. Gabor, we often see in our clinics menopausal ladies who are suffering terribly with hot flushes and night sweats, and if they have a fatty liver, just improving their liver health will help their body to cool down significantly. Yes. Because if the liver is unhealthy, fatty, toxic, then it generates excess heat, and people are generally heat intolerant. You know, they feel hot all the time. They feel hot and bothered at night. They don't sleep well.
Yes, that's right. A lot of hot flushes are coming from your liver. The liver is very important in temperature control of your body. And a lot of people with a fatty liver are overheating and they're sweaty, they have itchy skin. And once you improve their liver, all that goes away. They cool down and they sleep much better.
Yes, so fixing your liver can really cut down your requirement for a lot of different medications.
Yes, and that's true.
It's a much, you know, it's a much safer, less expensive way of fixing so many other health conditions, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And people forget that, you know, they take a drug to lower their blood sugar, and they take a drug to lower their cholesterol, they take many drugs to lower their blood pressure. And look, we're not knocking drugs. I mean, I'm a medical doctor, I believe in drugs, but often we use too many drugs and then we get all these interactions because the liver's not breaking the drugs down efficiently, because in the first place the liver was unhealthy. That's why they got these problems. So we can often reduce the amount of medications and the interactions of these drugs by improving the liver function. But Margaret, nobody thinks about the liver.
That's right. It is the forgotten organ, as you've so often said.
Yes, it is. So we're trying to get people to remember, hey, you've got a liver, love it, and all the metabolic functions in your body will improve. The other thing that the liver does is it helps the kidneys indirectly. So the liver makes glutathione, which is a protective antioxidant, and it sends the glutathione out into the bloodstream to go to the kidneys and lungs to protect them. So the liver is a great protector through making glutathione.
Yes, and people with inflammatory or autoimmune or allergic conditions are low in glutathione because their body requires more in order to try and reduce the inflammation that's happening, so they can become depleted in glutathione.
Yes, very much so. So once again, you know, whenever you have a problem with your immune system, you need to improve your liver to reduce the workload of the immune system. So the liver makes glutathione the most powerful protective antioxidant in the body. And the other thing that we found through the research on the liver filter, or liver sieve, as Professor Robin Fraser called it, is that if you have a healthy liver, you will age more slowly because you'll generate less free radicals in your body, and it's the free radicals that damage your DNA. So all of us obviously want a healthy liver. We want to be energetic. We want to have healthy digestion. We don't want to be overweight. We want to feel great most of the time. We want to have those high energy levels. So over our series of podcasts, you will be amazed at the different ways that your liver affects all the organs in your body, from your gut to your thyroid to your brain to your blood vessels, your immune system. And it will inspire you to actually think about your liver and have a liver function test regularly.
Exactly, because I think the more you know and understand about your liver and how important it is, how hard it's working for you every day, the more motivated you'll be to do the right things to take good care of it.
That's right. And people think, well, I don't know, how, if my liver's working properly, how would I know?
Yes, and people think, well, I don't drink alcohol, so there can't be anything wrong with my liver.
That's right. I had a patient who's quite funny, and she came to me and she had really bright red liver palms. Yeah. And she said, there's nothing wrong with my liver. And I said, yes, there is. Look at your hands. Your palms are bright red. That's not normal. And I looked at her tongue, and that was coated. And she also had kidney stones. And remember, the liver helps to protect your kidneys. And she said, I have a healthy diet. I don't drink alcohol. Therefore, my liver must be healthy. But indeed, when we did tests and we looked at her liver enzymes and we did an ultrasound, it showed that she had liver inflammation and a fatty liver and kidney stones. So a lot of people think their liver is fine because they don't recognize the symptoms of liver dysfunction. And it's very important to have a blood test for your liver when you get over a certain age, or if you feel unwell, tired for any reason, and the doctor can't work out why you have these symptoms, always have a liver function test. But in general, have one for a checkup every 12 months. And if you want to know how to interpret the results of your liver function, you can go to liverdoctor.com and look at the section on liver tests.
That's right. At the top, there'll be a heading liver problems, and one of the options says liver tests, and that explains in detail what a liver function test is, so that if you've had one of those tests from your doctor, you'll be able to understand what it means, and if it is abnormal, you'll be able to know what to do about it.
Yes, very important. And the wonderful news about the liver is that of all the organs in the body, it's able to repair itself the best. It can renew itself by growing new liver cells. And there's not many organs in your body that can do that. So you will see a big improvement fairly quickly after taking a good liver formula, doing some raw juicing, changing your diet, perhaps increasing selenium a bit, and also looking at your liver's ability to make glutathione through eating foods high in sulfur.
That's right. Sulfur-rich foods like garlic, onion, leek, spring onion, shallots, and also the brassica family like cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, and also eggs are high in sulfur.
Yes. So the liver is able to repair and renew itself. So even if you've got a fatty liver, or you think your liver is sluggish, or if you've got elevated liver enzymes, which are abnormal blood tests for liver function, then it's never too late. You can get really good results. And even if you've got early stages of cirrhosis or medium stages of cirrhosis, you can often reverse it. So it's very important to check your liver regularly, and considering all these diverse functions and life-saving functions that it performs every day in your body, it's worth it.
Exactly, Dr. Cabot.
So thanks for listening, guys, and love your liver and live longer.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening.